Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at HowStuffWorks.com. And with me, I have writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hey there.
And our question of today, why is the Google algorithm so important?
And I'll tell you.
All right.
But first, I guess we just in case you don't know, we should tell you what an algorithm is.
I know, because I had to look it up.
Chris.
It's one of those things, it's one of those words that you sort of know what it means. I know it's a mathematical something or other that makes something happen in a certain way.
Right.
And, okay, so I looked it up. I admit, I looked it up. And it says that, when I looked in Webster's, that basically an algorithm is a pattern for doing this. So this is the pattern that Google is using to rank search results on its page.
Right. Yes, this is a set of instructions. In this case, a computer algorithm, mm-hmm. a set of instructions that tells the computer exactly how to bring back search engine results pages. Those are also known as SERPs in the SEO biz, and that would be search engine optimization.
It's yet another acronym.
An exciting topic. Yes, the world of acronyms, according to search engines. With the Google algorithm, basically, what they're doing is they're trying to make sure that users who are using the Google search engine are getting the best results for any particular search terms they're putting in. So any time you go to Google and you insert a certain keyword or phrase, ideally, the first few results that pop up should be the ones that are most pertinent to your search. And you shouldn't have to dig deeper and deeper in. Now, that's kind of important because there's over 150 million active web pages on the internet. So you don't want to have to search through all of those manually.
You know, I think it's fascinating that, you know, in reading your article, that Google has been able to weed out, you know, tricks that people might try to push the site up on the page. Like, for example, if we wanted you to read why is the Google algorithm so important, why we don't, you know, type into the web page somewhere, Google algorithm, Google algorithm, Google algorithm 50 times,
right.
That's actually going to push it down the page.
Right, yes.
And, and you know, it's interesting to note that it's dependent on who links to you, to your page,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and how old your site is. So these are all in the instruction set.
Right. Yes, this algorithm includes all of these factors. In the past, search engines would mainly look for certain keywords in a page, which maybe you've come across a web page where at the very, very bottom, if you scroll all the way down, you see this block of text, and it's just random words all thrown together.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just to get search engine hits for any of these terms. So it's pretty much any word that the webmaster could think of, right? Well, that doesn't guarantee a good search results
right.
experience. So, yes, Google guards against that. They really look at the content of the site. And as you say, they look at the links that are coming, the websites that are linking to the website in question. So the more websites that link to that particular page, the higher that page will rank in Google search results. And interestingly, if those sites that are linking to the page are themselves very important pages, then that also boosts the particular web page's ranking in Google. That's where the mystery comes in. We know that that the algorithm does these things. We just don't know how much Google weights one criterion against another. We had some readers ask us about this. They said, well, if the Google algorithm is patented, how can it be a secret? Well, the patent tells us that Google ranks pages based upon these links, but it doesn't tell us how they determine which links are more important than others, not specifically. So that's where the mystery comes in.
That, you know, that's just amazing that they're able to do that and that they can tweak it on the fly. Because you were telling me about an article that you had seen.
Right, yes. Yeah. There's an article in Popular Mechanics.
Yeah.
They interviewed a Google executive, and he admitted that in 2007, Google tweaked their algorithm 450 times.
I mean, it's amazing to know that they could do that. I know I've used the word amazing a lot of times, an amazing number of times.
Right. If you Google it, I'm sure it would come right up.
Probably would, except I've used it so many times it would push it right to the
bottom. That's true.
But yeah, it's just fascinating that they're able to change it that frequently still you know, receive a normal amount of traffic and handle the load without any problems, and mm-hmm. still remain the trusted search source simply because, you know, the way that they're processing this information from all the people.
In fact, I would say that that's why they're such a trusted search source. It's because they're constantly tweaking to make sure you get the best search results for any particular search.
Well, to read more about that, you can visit Why is the Google Algorithm So Important?, which is up today at HowStuffWorks.com. Thanks.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com